Nay Nay on the line in Edmonton. What about you, Nay? What is something worth paying extra for?
Good morning, guys. Definitely avocado.
Totally agree with you there, 100%.
Yeah.
Are you talking about having it like as an extra on like a Subway or something like that?
Yep, Subway sandwich or a kebab or a burrito, anything. And if they ask if you want it, definitely got to have it.
You always roll the dice when you're buying one from like a greengrocer or Rusty's Markets, and you think you're looking forward to it, and you think this is going to be great. You cut into it, and there's brown fingerprints all through it. It really does wreck your
day. Devastating.
And conversely,
Nate,
I was just talking off air. When you get that avocado that is just perfect, it makes your day. It's like,
you almost want to show everybody. Like if you do it at work, you want to just walk around to the whole office and go, look how perfect this is.
Yep, I win today.
Cam in Edmonton, some things are worth paying extra for. What is it?
I definitely agree with the cheese and the power tools with both of you. Because I bought an AEG drill, best thing I've ever done.
Yep.
And it's wonderful. And I'd gone from one with a cord to these awesome power, you know, with the battery and all that.
Yep.
And so then I have to get all of the mower is AEG now and all that. It's really good.
It's funny how you stick to brands, and I'm like exactly like you, Cam. And my brand is Makita, and I've got a Makita blower vac. And seriously, I had that in the shed. I didn't pull it out of the shed for a year and a half. And I pulled it out one day. I just pulled that cord once, and it started. And it was like, oh my god, just does not stop.
Well, hey, you know how you were saying? Sorry, you know how you were saying with whippersnippers.
Yeah.
Best thing. I went to Bunnings and said, right, my whippersnapper sucks. I need a new one. And the guy said to me, it says, real lovely old fella in there in that section. And he said to me, no, just go down. We don't sell it. Go down to Super Cheap and get some carby cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Put some of that in your fuel.
Yep.
And then it fired up straight away.
Wow.
No.
It was amazing.
I wonder if that's
give it a go.
You get old fuel that goes through and it goes sticky when it's a bit old, and that's sort of clogging stuff up a bit. That's a good tip, Cam.
It's an excellent one. The best thing I ever got from Bunnings was that tip, I reckon.
Trish in Warree, what is something you should buy spend extra on?
Good quality toilet paper.
Yes.
Can't argue with that, Trish.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
I think we've all had that experience where you go to a public toilet and it's the squares that it's like,
It's see-through.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard.
You try to jiggle them around so you can get a reasonable amount, but they seem to break off one at a time.
Yeah, and it's cheap.
And they are small, like they're like tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
No, nothing good about
definitely
those.
Definitely not.
Jennifer in Trinity Park, what about you? What is something worth paying extra for?
You've got to pay extra leg room on a long haul flight.
Yeah.
Especially long haul.
Yes.
Spot on.
Yeah, I won't do a long haul flight without it. $180, $200, doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's totally worth it if you're going to be on that plane for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well
and are you quite tall yourself, Jennifer?
About 5'7", and I'm only little really, but I still won't do it without it.